The Ben Ishchai speaks about the Moedik Amayla of Pius. And he says that you have to have a simon, two simonim, he says, on their body to distinguish between the Yid and the Goy. And he says that the two distinguishes that we have, the two mitzvahs that we have, are A, Mila, and B, the mitzvah of Pius. And he says, why two? Why is it not enough just to have one simon? Zukta ben Ishchai, we have one of them is a mitzvah sasei, and one is a mitzvah lo sasei. The mitzvah sasei is avada mila, it's a positive commandment, and the mitzvah lo sasei is loy sakipo, as we're going to see, the halachas of Pes Hamosh. The Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings the Das HaChazon Ish in the Sefer Ochos Yosha, and he writes over there that the Chazon Ish would not be happy with people that used to store their Pes behind their ears. And he said, why? It's people like this are embarrassed of the mitzvah, and it's not a good thing to do. A person should be proud of it. The Ben Ishchai is teaching us that Pes is a simon. It's a distinguishable activity that a person does. He shows what is separate to him and the goy. And it's after the kaf, so the Ben Ishchai, that we have one simon that's normally covered, the hainu mila, it's normally covered when a person is dressed. Oh, but there's one simon with the Ben Ishchai which is always on display, and that is a person's Pes. And this is the ma'aser, the distinguishing function of a pair. Why do we have to have two? Why can't we just have one? So the Imi Emes, is once visiting Eretz Yisrael, and he came into a kollel over here, and they were learning Masechtas Peah. Right, Masechtas Peah, as we know, you have to separate, you have to leave a corner of the field for the aniyim. And he asked the oilim in the kollel the following kasha. He says, why is it, when it comes to the mitzvah of a peah of a field, we leave one corner? Or with the payers of our heads, we leave two corners. And the Maisa, the Pnei Menachem, once answered like this. Took the Pnei Menachem, that there's a Mishnah Mufush and payer, that says, Abadim Abadim Bechiv, to leave payer is one payer of the field. Oh, but when is the exception? Took the Pnei Menachem, I'll be the Mishnah. The exception is, if a Rishus HaRabim Oideles, if there's a Rishus HaRabim going through the field, then, took the Mishnah, you have to leave both sides of the field, you have to leave two payers. Right? In that case, Zuk the Prim Menachem, so to eat, our face is a Rishus HaRabim. Between the two payers, we've got a Rishus HaRabim with various different names, and therefore, that's why we absorb all the Zachen that we see in the street, all the things that we look at, and all these things are absorbed in time, and there's a Rishus HaRabim going on in between. And Al Pizeh, that's the reason why a person has to have two. And the Maisa again, it's a distinguishing thing that a person needs, that the Rebbeinu wanted us to look different than the Goyim. What's the Makor of the Mitzvah? What's the Makor of the Issa? Beis Hashem, we're going to try and go through as much as we can of the Gedorim, of what's Osa, what's Muta, what's Api Minig, what's Api Kabbalah, because there's a lot of things here, Rabbi said, that are not known, and it's Mamish Hefka, the Chofetz Chaim, as a Sefer, as a Kuntrus. And he writes, why is it that this whole halacha has become ganz hefka? Everyone does what they want, and he knows what's going on b'chlal. So basically, we're trying to be mazveh, he got it. The pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yutes, pasuk Chavzai says as follows. Lo sakifu pa'as v'sheichem. Right? Lo sakifu, right? We have to explain exactly what that means. There's a Mishnah in Machis Tabchovim al-Alef. The Mishnah in Machis Tabchovim al-Alef explains, what does it mean, pa'as v'sheichem? What's the pa'as v'sheichem, the corner of your head? Zut the Gemara, soif roishon. So what's soif roishon for the Gemara? Zut the Gemara, soif roishon means as follows. Ze hamashvitz dov la'choyre oznov ulepadachtoi. If a person makes equal his forehead, well, it's very, very different, and the back of his ears. In other words, if you make a circle, that's how I can't get to Rishonim, we're going into the Yonim right now, how exactly to make the circle, or for pashas you can imagine. And if a person gets rid of his whole pace area, as we'll explain, he's possibly got a round circle go around his head, and that Be'etzim Zut the Gemara is what the Pasuk meant, and that is about they're going to be awesome. There's a Mufurisha Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim in Be'alocha, in some nation of Aleph, in Be'alocha says of the Mufurish. He says he saw Bochrim that think that Payas, what does Payas mean? Zut the Chofetz Chaim or Peter Bochrim. People think that Payas mean whatever we call Payas, whatever Das for the other man Payas, does have Payas. Like we call the little thing that goes on the back of our ear, that's Payas. But maybe that I can't cut over the rest. No, the same thing, Homo. So the Chofetz Chaim in Be'alocha is one screaming over there. The Chofetz Chaim says, Chas v'sholim. Whereas what Payas is not what we call Payas, it's what the toy that caused mayhem. And therefore, Rabbi said, listen carefully, because we're going to go to some of these halachas, we're going to say a lot of halachas, which again, there's no chidushim here. Of its chidushim, because we don't know them. There's a tashbats and chilek gimel. The tashbats and chilek gimel says, what's going on over here that people are not makbid and pays is kamakim medina. It's a terrible, terrible thing that's going on, that people don't know all these halachas, and the name they're not careful. Again, we're dealing with over here with these surah, the reis amalish, the chumras and the midas chasidus. Okay. What's the reason for the Issa? So the Rambam, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, said in Perek Yudbeis, says as follows. The reason for payas is one reason and one reason only. Kumoi shaya osin ovdei avodah zarah. The Rambam says, by the way, it's not a new Rambam, it's a chinuch, it's a resh, nun, olive. It's a smag, it's a kolbo, it's a ben Ezra, the Ram, it's the Ralbag, the Shlach God, it's the Ben Ishrei, all the boys can bring. This is the Rambam's reason. And the reason of payas is that a person should not do like ovdei avodah zarah. Now, the Marisham and Daskar actually brings the Bukhara for the Rambam, it's a Medrash and Parshat Beis Chanan. Although, Kol Poim, we see that the reason is that a person has to not do that which a Ovdei Avodah Zarah does. Comes along the Torah. First of all, here it is, and we'll be Aleph. Zook the Torah like this. He doesn't understand the Rambam. He says, it can't be that. It can't be that's the reason. Zook the Torah, and I quote, Re'ein onu tzvichin nevachish tam le mitzvahs, ki mitzvahs melechim oleinu, avloinu yvetamon. I don't understand. That's the reason why it's Asa. Huh. Even if we didn't know the reason, it would still be Asa. It's because the Rebbe Yishalayim told us it's Asa. So why is the Rambam coming along saying the reason? Says the Beis Yosef Le'Nachan Amit, in Maskin. Oh, but you do have to know that the Rambam is teaching us the Yisrael. What's the Yisrael? The Rambam is teaching us that Avada Navada, we listen to the Torah, whatever it says, if we don't understand the reason. Oh, but it's Shaykh to understand the reason, then Avada, it's a wonderful thing for a person to know the reason.
Who says this?
This is the Beis Yosef. Comes along the Taz. And Sivkot Nalot, Simon, Kuf, Pei, Aleph, and Yudai. Says the Taz, and what's the Nafka Mila Lalocha between the Tor and the Rambam? Barshut. If the Maisa, you have someone that's in a matzah of Sholei Valchus, it's a matzah with a king, and he's got to do something, he's got to dress himself to wear, whatever it may be. So the Taz, if it's the reason of the Rambam, it's also about the Zoro. No, it could be sometimes we have a bucket to be made. But if the reason is because Hagadah Baruch Hu said so, there's a father no enough Kamina, and a father's going to be awesome. And the way the Maisa Shehoyim, there was a Maisa Shehoyim many years ago, there was a fellow with terrible, terrible boils and blisters all over certain parts of his head and his body. Tremendous, tremendous tzar. The doctor gave him an etzah. The only way to get rid of them is razor off the whole thing. Take a razor and razor off the whole thing, the Maisa. So he came to the Heilige Shais, which was Priya Sodeh, right? It's written over there in Chelik Aleph Simon Amalehim. And he writes the Shaila, and the Shaila came to him and said, listen, the feet are on the ground, and the whole thing is up in the Zohar. Nope, it's here, I'm not doing up in the Zohar, it should be more than. He said, Chas v'sholem. The Rambam said a reason. Oh, but it's not the Pshat that this is the reason, a bottle of time, a bottle of Gezeira. The Neila, Avada Navada, it makes enough Gemina, this is awesome. Okay. How much is awesome? How much is Chayiv? How much is Chayiv? So there's a Machlekes we show you between Rashi and the Rambam. How much of the payas do you have to remove in order to be Chayiv min HaTzoyah? Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. I'm not going to go into all the details of the Machlokes there. What we have to know is the Maskonim. The Beis Yosef paskens the Halacha. That since we're dealing over here with an Issur and a Torah Mamish, do not touch the entire Peah. Right? And again, we're not coming to Machlokes of how many heads, 40 heads, one head, or some sort of new day, a couple of dust. We're not getting into it. Oh, but look at the Beis Yosef, it's an Issur and a Torah, the whole Peah, which we'll have to explain in a moment what is the whole Peah, but whatever that is, you're not allowed to touch the entire thing. Okay, what's included? What does it mean to get rid of the pay? How? How do you get rid of it to be over? Now, again, Gans HaMoedik and Gomor is over there, and Makis Davchov, Medalek, and Medbeis, to be Mazmut Shalav here, is the Xeri Shofar to the beard? Was there not? Okay, I'm not going to go into that, but I want to go into one in here. Do we need a razor or even scissors? That's the shame. Is it like a beard that only a razor is over? But scissors not, or maybe not, payas HaRosh is different. So Shitas HaRambam is that only a tar, meaning a razor. Over the Rambam would hold Ke'ein Tar, it's like a razor, meaning as much as clean shave, the Rambam would hold it, the Seder Gomel. And by the way, it's not only a Rambam, we always like to say, I'm going to bring you only a Rambam, Mama. I'm going to bring you a Chinuch, I'm going to bring you a Tzvah, it's better with a Sefta, taste the sweet, the smack, the hand, the old, the yod, many, many, many show you. And again, only a razor is osur. Anything above a razor, the Seder Gomel, Shitas HaRambam, comes along the Rosh, comes along the Rosh and says, no, even Ke'en Tar is Asa. Even if it's a scissors, and you do it in the pious areas of the Rosh, you're over. And as I pass the places, Rabbi Yeruchim, the Smack, Rabbi Nukeret, Dachos Chaim, Tashbats, and many other different Rishonim as well. So we have a Machlokes Rishonim. We have a Machlokes Rishonim, it's gross enough to be in for us. When I go have a haircut in my pious area, I want to know, if we pass like the Rambam, look, I can basically do anything as long as it's not a shape like a razor. Or if we pass him like the Rosh, then I've got a problem, because even scissors are a razor. So how do we pass him halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch and Kupi Alexi Gimel Paskins, he actually brings both days. He brings the Rambam, and he also brings the Rosh. But he says, Avad and Avad, you have to be choshish v'shitas ha-Rosh, and the Meila, scissors in the pious area, Avad are going to be awesome. And the Leib Pasen and the Vush, and the Adaktana, and the Chofetz Chaim, and the Mishnah Berurah, the Simeon Rav. That we're choshish v'shitas ha-Rosh, and the Meila scissors in the pious area is going to be awesome. And it's like after scissors, Avad it's a razor, Avad it's also going to be tweezers, and we'll explain in a moment, it's going to be cream. In other words, like this. When it came to the beard, the Torah was makbel and told you how to get rid of it. That should be a shchosa, to be a destroying matzah. That's why a razor is included. But Shein did the Torah didn't say how to get rid of the pears. It just said, don't get rid of them. What does it mean? How you do it? Now, maybe that's the reason why we paskin like the Rosh, and therefore you've got to be machbel. Let's continue. How long? Balgur didn't get to what all the pears itself. Oh, but the Shai is, now we know scissors are included. The question is, how close do I have to get? How small of a haircut can I have in order to be still mutter or in order to be over? So it's a very interesting machlekes. It's a Shai to machlekes bachlal, but we'll call it a machlekes. There's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nozi, again, he's not discussing Hilchos haircuts, the Rambam over here is discussing Hilchos Nozi. And listen to the Loshon Rambam. The Rambam says like this, what is the shit that you're not over, dying, that's big enough that you're okay? It's as follows. Meaning, if the hair is long enough that you could fold it over and it could reach the other side, right? If it's long enough like that, then it's beseder. Shorter than that, that will explain exactly what the shir is, shorter than that, so the Rambam is a problem. And that's basically the Bivosh, the Meiri, and other Rishonim. So again, Shitas HaRambam is, if you could fold it over on itself, then it's Meseder Gomel. Smaller than that, not Meseder. Comes along the Shach. You're there, copy out of seed, cotton base. Says the Shach, a whole different Pshat Lachayna. Zub the Shach, he says a Loshen like this. Somuch Mabasar Ke'enta. The Shach Lachayna is learning, Chayna. It can be kamat like a razor, kamat as short as a razor blade. That means it's kamat all, by the way, this is a makob, anyway, obviously the Gemara and Nazir don't chas on my base, but whatever. The Shach learns it can be out the skin kamat, but not out the skin mamish. Right? It can be mamish, very, very small. And, not in the Shach, the Chochmas Odom paskins this way. The Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way. And the Loshon over there, the Be'alocha is, people that basically go all the way to the skin are doing wrong. But if they're leaving a little bit, then it's Beseder. So according to the Shach, we've got a really good cooler. According to Shach, a person can shave up, sorry, and the Chofetz Chaim. He could shave the entire area of the pear, as long as he doesn't do a skin close shave, it's Beseder Gomel. Obviously, according to Rambam, Nishbazoi. Oh, but if you're the Shach, the Chacham Zodim, and the Mishnah Berurah, it's Beseder Gomel. I have to tell you, we don't paskin like that, though. We paskin like the Rambam! As though the Meister Paskin, like he said to me, Iri, let's have some Saber Paskin this way, let's have Machzedet, we keep it eager, Kachshomati for my Goy, my God, and we'll be doing all but come on, Oipoiskim. We are Choshes for the Rambam. And that's the Shil Alocha Lemaisa. Alocha Lemaisa, the person wants to have a short haircut in the area of the pear we are discussing. As long as it's bit long enough that he could Kidei Locha Vroisho Leikron, he could fold it over, as we're going to explain, it's Beseder. What did the Haitik of Poiskim say, which is the Shil? So most of the posts can say between 3 to 6 millimeters. You're talking about the Erech Chatzi centimeter, right? Definitely not lower than 3 millimeters. Now that generally, by the way, I checked out, as you know, I always like to check these things out. The machines that give haircuts, the Meiser. So the number 2 on that is the Seder Gomel. Once you get lower than number 2, now above it, again, I'm not going to say every single company. Maybe there is a company out there that a number 2 is very, very short. No, you're there. Maybe a company will be made in a year's time that will be short. Oh, but Kafi, how it is nowadays, Kachshomati can come with the barbers as well that I spoke to, whatever it is, it's a nice, you take a number 2, even the area of the payer, you've got Shitas HaRambam there. Why? Because when you get a number 2 on the machine, it leaves you enough space.
How many
millimeters
did you say?
3 to 6. 3 to 6. So again, that's one thing you have to be careful. You use a number 2, it's It's very, very important. Now again, user number two on the entire payer, we're going to explain exactly what's the payer, right? Okay. Now let's go now into exactly the payer. So now, what should we know? Number one is it includes scissors, it includes all these sorts of things. And number two, we know that it goes and has to be as short as a folded over piece of hair, then it's a Bethesda goal. Now the question is, where are we discussing? Where are these payers? Where are the payers? This is one of the hardest shaders to work out halacha l'maisa. Where are the payers? Because once you know where the payers are, then you can be more careful when it comes to a haircut, when it comes to a trimming, when it comes to all these sorts of things. So let's start number one. We're going to get, well, basically, there's three areas I want to discuss. And the three areas go as follows. Number one, the first area is the area where it starts, which is the corner of a person's forehead, you know, above his eye area. That's normally the first part of the payer. The next one is as it slides down, right, and take a line, slide it down, basically, towards the ear. And then the bottom, by the bone, by the cheek area. Those are the three areas I want to discuss. Let's go to number one.
Can you say it again?
Yeah, let's just do number one. Number one, the first area of the payer is the corner by the forehead. Right, the corner of the forehead, like a little bit above the eye, the right-hand side, that's where the payer normally starts. And this basically was Rashi, and then he was showing him, say, that the first place it starts is above there in the corner of the forehead, which Avada, you have to realize the Atatanis isn't foolish. That everyone has a different one. Not trying to say one shape. Some people have a high forehead, some people have a lower forehead. Wherever your forehead stops, the hair starts sprouting in the corner there, that's where it will begin the first area pair. Now, that's point number one. Point number two, take as a line, we'll just say a line to make it easier. Take a line and slide it down where you stop. That's the shayla and how much of an accent do you go. So many we're showing you the Ritzvah, the Ravon, and it's even clearer in the Adektana, which is the Perish HaRamba. And he writes as follows in a quote, Lamal min ha'oizen somach lo'oizen, which means that the payer ends where, which has an ish in the picture, is the maisa, is above the top area of the ear. Take the top, the highest point of the ear, the hair underneath that is the end of the payer. So you go, point number one, from the corner of the forehead. Point number two, the malam in the oizen, from the top point of the oizen, that's where you go with there. You draw a line that's straight, that underneath that line, there you go, you've got yourself a pair. Now, Meichadeis, it's a line. Who told you it's a line? Maybe it's a circle, maybe it's a square. In Shas, Rishonim, Achronim, Boiskim, doesn't say anything about a line. That's a special plan. A way to measure it is to make a line one from the other. However, Minaklal Yisrael seems to be that we do a little bit higher. We go a little bit higher than that. What's the pshat? Double poshut. We're dealing with the Dereis over here. If you're dealing with the Dereis, you're messing with fire. Because the moment you go slightly down, and you've got into the area, every single hair is Nochad Dereisah, Nochad Dereisah, Nochad Dereisah. There you go. It could be worth driving a car on Shabbos. It's a major that's the reason that Minaklal Yisrael went slightly higher than that. Number one. Number two, the Adek Tana said the reason for the minik is to give everyone a more, you know, equal sort of shape. Make it equal for everyone. The Chazon Ish says if you saw Hasidim ever who go round and much higher up, so Zut the Chazon Ish, that is a hidden mitzvah. Right? That is a hidden mitzvah. So again, the main points that we have is from the corner of the forehead to the top of the ear. Underneath that, that's payas. Above that we go a little bit, that's his Minaklal Yisrael, that the Chazon Ish says we round it off slightly, this is hidden mitzvah that a person does, this is the meaning of Klal Yisrael. And now the Rizal will see the Hasidim or Makbet to make it even bigger than what we've said. Why do you do that? Poshut. Now Rizal says that we go, the Rizal Shita is you go a little bit higher up. That's the Maisa, the Shita of that Rizal. Come again, writer. Point number three, this is probably more negated to anybody that shaves, because if you don't shave, no, so you get another two all over the place and you're the same to go. But the moment you shave, you're going to have a problem. Where do you stop? Where are the payers on your cheek, right, by the side of your ear, where do they stop? That's the shayla. So Rashi, for example, and Marcus and many others showing him say like this, that the zogin, the beard, begins lamata min ha'oizen. That's where the beard begins. That means anything above that is considered to be the payers ha'rosh. And that's the mice of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, let me explain to you the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi and Marcus have Chokum and Aleph says as follows. Mokoyim sholechi hatachton yotze u'mispari shom. Right? Rabbi, this is Professor Wiesenbold speaking. I'm now going to give you a little bit of biology. Biology! I've brought Hashem all the classes in school paid off. Now I get a little bit of biology. The skull has two sections to it. There's an etzem as a skull, and then there's a lower jawbone, right? I'm not going to go into the complicated words. You will understand the word that I'm talking about. I've memorized them all by heart. Oh, but there are many lovely words over here to explain all the jaws. The Mesa. We have over here a lower jaw, and we have a skull that goes everywhere. There's a big mistake that most people in this room probably grew up with. What was the mistake? That we're allowed to shave or allowed to trim whatever our hair until the bone. You ever heard that one before? Right, until the bone. Yeah. Now, nice hands, still looking for that bone. Have a look. Give yourself a demonstration. Go feel that bone, yeah? Go feel the bone that everyone says, the bone, and now slide it slightly towards inwards. You will find that's not the bone. You know what that is? That's your skull! That's a piece of your skull that's sticking out. There's no shyness to the bone. What does Chazal, what does Rashi tell us the pace is start from? When the connection of the lower jawbone hits the skull. Where's the connection of the lower jawbone hitting the skull? As we know, it's every jawbone that has a way that it sort of dips in like a valley. It dips in like a valley. So the mokum, again, I'm not going to go through the riser now, the mokum has to be the lowest point of that jawbone. That's where it is. Now, that's vadai. When you feel that bone that everyone's talked about, slide it in. That's not that, right? Because that's your skull that's holding your whole brain, and that's how the Rabbeinu Shlomo made the dancer out. Over. What we do know is that this moves, obviously, when you move your mouth. Therefore, we have to figure out where is this point and where is it on our head, because that's where your payas begin. As the Maaseh Rabbeinu said, I'll give you a demonstration, double poshut. You feel the bone and you move your hand, you open and close your mouth wide, you will not feel anything moving whatsoever, right? Nothing whatsoever. Go slightly lower down, all of a sudden open and close your mouth, you will feel it moving. That's exactly the connection. That's where the connection over here is, and that's where it actually starts to pace. Now the Maisa, I have to tell you, this is the Maisa, what all the Poskim say, and the Mela, that's why a lot of Poskim say that the shear that a person's hair must go to, they should not shave, is the lower part of the ear hole. That you have a hole that's in the ear, and the lower point of that hole, connected that, that's the highest point that a person should do. Now there are Poskim, for example, I'll tell you a Moedik Gezach, there is Tzvi. There is Tzvi says like this, isn't this Moedik Gezach? There is Tzvi wants to tie down that the lowest point is a bit higher than what we just said. He found this, it's the middle of the hole, and he has two eyes. What are his two eyes? Number one, take a young boy. A young boy hasn't got his beard yet, but he's got his hair. Where does his hair stop? Much higher up. It's a raya that anything that happens afterwards is beard hair. Number two raya, so go look at some of these older people. You'll find that their beard goes white, but their hair didn't go white, or vice versa. Their hair will go white, and the beard will not go white. Where does it stop? Exactly halfway between the ear. Now, myself, we don't pass in that way. Road points can hold, it's the bottom of the hole, that's where a person has to stop. However,
the
bottom of the hole of the ear, connected that, that's where a person has to make sure it doesn't go higher than that. Any part of that hole. Now, I have to tell you, there are a lot of posts in the Bedeutsi, the Rav Ben Moshe, for example, the Moshe Shterbis and Shremach and Chubis and Hoggis, Rav Yashu Kainet, to the bottom of the earlobe, the soft part. That's what they hold the Maisa. But again, like I said, the Maisa, you can be Mekel, and Avada, and Avada. The Maisa, you go to the bottom of the actual hole. One last halacha, Rabbi said, then we'll finish, and that's as follows. Are you allowed to shave the hair on your cheek? Very again. You see all these wonderful choshev bochrim that walk around, they shave, right? Hurry, they shave above the beheta, and they have these huge, like a, you know, like an old plate. And they hold it down and they keep them going over there. Now, Maisa, is there any heta, or maybe it's asa, to shave the hair that goes on in your cheek? So I want to tell you, there's a loshen of a chaver. The loshen of Shulchan Aruch, as you have a look at the loshen of Shulchan Aruch, and you hear some cook by Alam. And the Shulchan Aruch said that it's, v'chol reichiv zeh leitiga boya, the entire width, don't touch, which is mashma. That whatever is the payas, let's say it's above the hole, let's say that's about the payas, right? The whole area, the whole width, don't touch. And those people that are machmir the earlobe, for example, then whatever's inside that area, now the whole cheek area, that will be awesome. So what did I do, what did I say? I needed a call over here. And I called Rabbi Falk. I called Rabbi Falk and Gate said, oh, Hashem, he gave me a moyudik the kula. And the etzim is not his kula. It's a mafurisha carbon arum, our pia bach, walked over there in the Beit Yosef. He said, a moyudik azach. Go and look at a child. A young child, look at a bar mitzvah bochum. Do they have any hair on their cheek of avinish? They've got hair on their head, they didn't get anything on their beard, they didn't get anything on their cheek. And therefore later on, when they do get hair on their cheek, what hair is that? That's bad eye beard hair. And the neighbor that's a raya, that's 100% mutter lachatchila to shave in that area, even though it's above the area of the payah, but you can't get into the area of the payah itself. Over the one on the cheek, you could be makeup, because again, that's called beard hair, and not regular hair.
It's not beard hair.
No, that's right, that it is beard hair.
And if it's readily
there, then you won't. Yeah. Now, clothing. Are you allowed to comb your pants? Are you allowed to comb your pants? So everybody knows. Who doesn't know? Who doesn't know the Gemara in Nazir, the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, the Chayim Gimel, that a mother to comb your hair on Shabbos is Nisagom? Why? It's a tzikaresha. The hair will be pulled out. Keep the agent towards the vase in Cain to comb your pants is also. Because you're going to be ripping out hair. How else are you keep the agent? Comes along with some sofa near a day called Lamates. So the Chassam Sofer, Mutter! Mutter! Isn't there? It says it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? I'll tell you why it's Mutter. So the Chassam Sofer, do you know why it's Mutter? Because I saw my Rebbe, it wasn't Allah doing it. That means it's Mutter. Project number one. And then he goes into all the reasons why it may be Mutter. I'm not going to go through the reasons right now. The Halacha Nemaisa, the Sheikh Hamad, the Sheikh Tzad, the Chazan Ish, the Moshe Shtonuk, the Nasha Datzal, hold, it's Mutter Gomu for a person to comb his Beis HaFakeh. The Sheikh Hamad brings the Kedushas Yom Tov that says, Zekeli Van Veil, for a person to comb his peis. How about the next shayla? Are you allowed to pluck hair from your peis? Now again, this is a midrash of machlokes, which is the gear from machlokes rishonim into great alumnus. Now lochem emaisel abaisai. Most poskim are machmir. There is a chassam sofer that could be that people want to be mekalon, or in the maisa, you've got to be machmir for whatever reason it is. As I pass some places, you there's this read or there, the maram sheik, the rukveiger, the mechaschinuch. And the Be'er Moshe, the Be'er Sinuor, is the Maisa, because the Chassam Sofer gave a couple of reasons why combing is mutter. One of them only applies to combing, not plucking. It should not be done plucking the area of the peis. Last thing Rabbi said, long peis. Now, in nowhere in Halacha does it say that a person is meant to have long peis. That's not valid, right? And there's no Indian to have long peis. However, Alpi Kabbalah there is. That Arizal brings down, right? It's brought down already Allah Daf and Yerikeya, that there's an Indian for a person to have long payas. But, he says, do not mix up the payas harosh with the payas hazokin. That's why the Hasidim are Daf, because some have a couple, some have it tied in a little thing, in order to be macro in this Arizal for a person not to mix it up. Now, the Maisim again, you should know, long payas is not Alpi Alocha, it is Alpi Kabbalah. Right, only in Arizal, by the way, that some Sefer says that about that this is how we and our children, our Talmidim, were learning to have. Peis, I saw put down in his home, it's a school of Yerushalayim, it's a school of Arichas Yom, it's a Meir Degazah. It's a Meisah once for Satmar Rebbe. Someone, Satmar Rebbe was one time in the wagon. He said to the wagon driver, he said, excuse me, stop the wagon. So he got out, saw a Tim the Shayid, Tim the Yid. And he walked and he went over to him and he kissed him. He came back into the wagon and he went. So they said to him, Rebbe, you knew him, Bechlal? He said, no, I didn't know who it was. But one thing I can tell you, this is exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu looked. Meir Degazah. Someone once came to one of the Gedolim, one of the Gedolim. I don't understand. You know, everybody goes around saying, make payas, make payas, make payas. Where is there a mitzvah to make payas? The Torah tells us you can't destroy the payas. But it doesn't say anywhere you've got to make payas. So why is everyone getting so busy with it? So this God will move it. He said, absolutely not. There is a mitzvah to make payas. And he said, look in the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is a megalchim payas ha-roish k'moish ya-oisen akum. What's the pshat? To recognize his yid. And the neighbor to make a similar, he said, beginning from the Ben Ishchai. A pansy is a sinner, it's a recognition that you are yid, that you're separate, that you're different to the goyim, right? And the Melo, which is very interesting, by the way, the Timonim actually call the payas, they call it Simonim. That's what they call it. As the Maisa, we know this from the Das Kingdom of Balatosus, when it comes to Yaakov, when he tricked his father to get the brochas, with an ace of he wore a certain clothing, whatever, it's a gun for long as we're not getting into. But one thing is clear, when a person wears certain clothing, when a person, I know for a fellow from America, older fellow, whatever, was an older bach at the time, he decided to grow payas. Now, the man said he didn't look the type of fellow to even have payas. I once said to him, what are you doing with payas? He says to me like this. He says, in Chas v'Shalom, I get into a time, I need to go somewhere. No, I think I'm a yarmulke, I put on a t-shirt, shorts. No, I am. Payas? I'm not going to cut off my payas. And the Meila Chazal are telling us, again, about this is missing in that Torah, about the Mishchan, the Gedolim are saying, Chazin Ish, this is that mamish, moving to come back on a payah. And the person has to realize, this is a recognition of the Yid. This is something that differentiates a yid and a goy, and a person should be careful not to be over on these issues.